Welcome into episode 66 of the Godly Men podcast. Today we have a very good episode about accountability. And, you know, accountability kind of gets there's a stigma associated.
There
I
is,
suppose,
yeah.
Because it's always about addiction. That's what I work in. I deal with this a lot. I've talked to a lot of people about accountability. I've run an accountability group. I've been an accountability partner, a mentor. I've been on the side where I need it. But it always seems to come around to porn addiction or to whatever it is. There's so much more to accountability than just that.
Yeah. I mean, I would say typically in these discussions, it's about lust. It's about pornography, as Joe said. It's about kind of even, you know, drugs, alcohol, anything like that. And while that is definitely going to apply to this episode, that's going to, you know, there's going to be some overlap. We talked about immodesty last episode. We talked about lust before, pornography, obviously. So there's going to be some overlap.
Sure.
But a lot of this for guys specifically, accountability is just so incredibly important in all areas of your life. Set addiction aside, set sexual things aside. In your pursuit of being a godly young man, you could argue accountability is one of the most important things that can help you become a godly young man, that can help you on your journey to godly masculinity, on your journey to being an incredible husband, an incredible father, a successful person in the world.
Yep.
Man, what thing in your life is there that accountability will not help with? I would argue there's not much of anything that accountability is not going to help you. I play better golf when I'm going with people who I want to be, you know, like that. There's just an accountability level to, like, I want to be better because of these other people who might be holding me accountable. That's a silly example. Obviously, that applies to all kinds of serious examples, as I just spoke of, your job, your work ethic, your wife, your kids. I just gave, like, we're going to get into a lot of this, but we wanted to start by saying accountability is not always just kind of a negative thing of like, right. Oh, somebody's going to call me up and ask how I'm doing with my porn addiction or whatever. It can be such a motivating factor as well for the positive, not just the negative.
It's just about being better.
Yeah.
And if you have a mindset of, I'm going to do whatever it takes to be better, then yeah, I think this is for you. We've talked about mentors some. I think mentors are incredibly important. That's somebody who maybe knows a little bit more than you, whatever it is. You're speaking some to mentors. You're speaking some to accountability, right? So I think you can have both, where you find somebody who is, and that's part of it, as we're going to get into it. It's part of finding somebody who's willing to mentor. It's also part of finding somebody who's willing to go through the trenches with you. I was reading Elon Musk's book a while back, and he was talking about how Larry Ellison, the founder of Oracle, is, and I think he does this for everybody, because I was reading Steve Jobs as well, and he did the same thing for him, where he's kind of that mentor, where he helps him and you know, kind of shows him the ropes of how you're supposed to do things in business, things like that. When it comes to accountability, it really is about a guy-to-guy relationship where he is calling you to something better. And a lot of times, it works the other way, where you can call them to something better. And so when we talk about accountability, that's one of the things we want to get into is, I think it's important for guys to have other guys that are close to them, that care about them, that are willing to help each other be better. If it's always somebody that's kind of above you in some way, and that's the only person you have, I'd say that's a mentor. We need those as well, but we want somebody who's willing to hold our feet to the fire.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Could your wife, could your girlfriend be your accountability partner?
In a way. I think they can hold you accountable. I would hesitate to make them an accountability partner. My wife is my partner in every way. She does hold me accountable. I do have goals that I've set that she talks to me about and things like that. But at the same time, you and Jack are my accountability partners. I think there's a difference with male-to-male camaraderie. My wife is the person I'm closest to in my life, of course. She's my best friend. But there is something different about a guy challenging another guy to pursue something better. Whereas my wife will push me in certain ways, my wife is also very loving and very kind and is not prone to kick me in the butt when I need it.
Yeah, and I would say there's a confrontational, a competitive double C component, third C. There you go. There are those two, confrontational, competitive component to the guy-to-guy accountability that I don't think is necessarily present with the wife to or the spouse-to-spouse level of accountability. Like Joe said, I mean, me and my wife have goals. We hold each other accountable on things, but there is a whole lot more of like, oh, you know, that's okay. You've had a really tough week, you know,
Yep. Man,
you know, it's okay that you didn't work out. It's just going to be natural sometimes coming from your spouse because again, very kind, loving, there's not going to be that confrontation. Whereas you get on the phone with your accountability buddies, your guy friend is like, you know, you go to the gym together. It's like, man, you haven't worked out in a while. What's going on? You know, there's just a, yeah. I don't know. It's hard to kind of quantify. It's hard for me to describe, but there, I think there is a bit of a difference. And there's something that is, it works a little bit better for guys when they want to be pushed to something greater for your wife or your spouse, your girlfriend, whatever, to not be necessarily the one that is your accountability partner for these things. So I hope that makes sense. I might have very clumsily described that. But again, I think that the competition aspect mm-hmm. of like, man, these guys are looking at me not being able to do much at the gym because I haven't been working out a ton, or maybe I've gained weight, or you know, whatever it is. Again, this applies to anything in our lives that we're trying to be better at or be more successful in, Bible knowledge, speaking, whatever. Guys to guys, even if it's your best friend, there is some kind of like competitiveness of like, I want to be better because that person's watching.
That's exactly it. It would be very difficult to see you're in a group with three other buddies and they're all losing weight, they're all getting ultra spiritual, they're all making more money, they're hitting all their goals.
And you're not.
You're not. Like, yeah, been there, done that, and you absolutely feel it. So it's like, you know what? I need to get this.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to try harder than the rest of these bums. No, that is an element to a good accountability.
Then you're not going to have that with your wife. You're just not.
You're not. Like, you're going to cherish her. You're going to love her. And you can call each other to something better. I think that's very healthy in a relationship. But I think it can be, quote unquote, toxic in a relationship, which I hate that word, you know, therapy buzzword. But it can be toxic to have a husband-wife who all they do is kind of rag on each other and push each other harder.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want that either. So what you're talking about, oh, it's been hard. That's what makes your wife great. That's what makes my wife great. But when it comes to accountability, what I expect from you and Jack is get your butt in the gym. What are you doing? And we need that as guys. And so just I have down here on the outline, we'll buzz through these real fast, just some biblical examples of what I would say are accountability. Close buddies, you know, that I think kind of challenge each other to be better. I think Jonathan and David, you look at that relationship back and forth of being brothers, right? I think there's a component of challenging each other, pushing each other to be better in some ways. Elijah and Elisha, that's kind of a mentor, mentee role, but at the same time, I think you have two guys there that are kind of pushing each other. Paul and Timothy. Paul has a lot. Paul and Silas, Paul and Barnabas. But then you also see Paul and Timothy, where Timothy is a little bit, obviously he's on the younger end, and Paul is mentoring him kind of in that way, but he's also holding Timothy accountable, going, Timothy, you especially see this in 2 Timothy, what are you doing? Why are you giving up on the faith, right? He hasn't given us a spirit of timidity, but power, love, and discipline. He's telling him these things like, get it together, Timothy, and we need that little back and forth.
Yeah, I would say Jesus and the apostles would be another one. You know, one of those where, you know, nobody was holding Jesus accountable. But you know what I mean? Like, there was a core group together, especially him, you know, Peter, James, and John. You know, just those guy relationships where they were with each other through the hard times. And I would say it's not a direct one for one. It's not a direct parallel, but you do see that, you know, examples like that. You brought up Elijah and Elisha, things like that, Jonathan and David, where there had to be some accountability going on, of especially when it comes to spirituality. And so the next area that we've got, and the next two areas, how to choose an accountability partner and how to be an accountability partner. Before we get to those, I'm going to throw another curveball into our outline here. As far as like what areas are we talking about specifically where accountability would be valuable? Sure. I've got a few, and Joe, I'll let you kind of maybe fill in the gaps if I leave some out. Again, we're kind of setting aside, if you struggle with a pornography addiction and you're needing accountability for that, go check out one of our other episodes. That's not really what we're going to be talking about here. Obviously, that's tremendously important, and you know that takes on a bit of a there's a little higher, a little more gravity to that than what I'm about to, some of the things I'm about to list. But I would say for a man, exercise, you know, as you brought up working out, I think you need accountability for that in your life. I would say, you tied that in with like eating well, finances. I would say great to have some accountability with that of like, are you saving well? Are you, you know, putting enough into retirement? Are your spending habits out of control? There's some accountability there. I would say your spirituality, of course, your Bible knowledge. Are you growing? Are you in the Word daily? Are you praying, you know, regularly? That's something that I think definitely an accountability partner is helpful for. I would say, you know, just being a better father, being a better husband, all kind of. What else would you include on that list?
Yeah, I was just looking for those that want porn resources, you know, on how to get out of porn and things like that. I have an entire podcast on that. The Get Out of Porn podcast, episode 6 is on accountability partners. Yeah. So I have a full episode dedicated to specifically that. I would throw in, I think one of the things, getting up on time, 6 a.m.
wake up. Yeah, like personal wake habits. Up call, yeah.
Personal habits, yeah. Reading books, I think you may have mentioned, but yeah, reading books, we had a book goal. I'm thinking of all the ones that you and I had in our group. Like, we had some really, really good ones. It ranges on whatever way you want to grow. I think at one point I had piano on there.
I'm glad you said that real quick, though. How do you want to grow? That's the key with whatever it is, exercise, you know, with finances, with reading, academics, with, again, just getting up earlier, whatever you want to grow, accountability can help with that.
Absolutely. Because it is that built-in friction that you need to say, well, I want to get out of bed at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. or whatever it is. Okay, well, good. That's really good that you said that to yourself in the mirror. Who's going to hold you accountable? How do you know if you got up time and time and time again? Some guys have a superhuman will where they can do it just on their own. Good for you. Two thumbs up, man. That's fantastic if you can do that. Most guys don't. Yeah. Most guys can tell themselves that, and it's like the road to hell is paved with good intentions. They say, you may have the best of intentions of, I intend to get out of bed morning after morning. Chances are you're probably not, unless you have somebody going, hey, did you get out of bed this morning?
Exactly.
So that very much helps. And sometimes accountability can be a day by day, especially if it's on the addiction end. That's probably better first off. For things like this, I think we met once or twice a week just kind of checking in with one another. Hey, how's this going? Did you get out of bed on time? Did you do this? We'll get into some of the things that you need if you don't hit it. But
well, you brought up before how much easier it is for you to get up and go to the gym when you know your brother's going to be there. All right, where's Joe at?
Yep.
You know, me and some coworkers, we read the 5 a.m. Club together as a book, where obviously you can kind of infer getting up at 5 a.m. is kind of the point of it. And it's a great book. I would recommend it. But so we started a challenge where every single morning we would challenge you to get up at 5 a.m. and we'd send a text, you know, good morning, we're up, you know, basically letting everybody know that we're up. And you know how many mornings I was like, you know, didn't have to be up till 6 or 6:30 or whatever, but I was like, I hear my phone going off. Everybody else is texting that they're up. I am not about to be the only person that is not up at 5 a.m. You know,
that's
like
how it's done.
Yeah, that's exactly done. It. There's some people that can do it on their own to motivating themselves. And that's, you know, for the most part, some level of accountability is going to help you get up at 5 when you really don't want to get up till 6 or 6:30 or whatever it is. So, Joe, let's get into, how do you choose an accountability partner? I think this is a very, I'm glad you put both of these on here, because I know me personally, I can get so caught up in like, okay, how do I need to have accountability and what areas? How to choose an accountability partner is kind of an area that I mentally skip over a lot of times. So what are some things you would say for that?
Yeah, first one is find somebody who cares about you. Somebody who's either a good friend or somebody who's close to you in some way that knows you. The reason why I think this is important, you don't have to absolutely have this. I mean, there are accountability things online. Some people choose the social media accountability where they post pictures of themselves at the gym, and that's kind of their built-in accountability. People get creative with it. But I think the person-to-person, this is an opportunity to grow closer to somebody else. Treat it as such. Treat it as an opportunity to invite somebody else into your life, even into your imperfection. Let them see you at your worst and call you to something better. I think there's something very, very helpful about that instead of always projecting your best to the world. Find somebody who cares about you. The reason why this is so important is you need somebody who loves you enough that's going to consistently be there, who's going to know you and is going to kind of know like how hard they can push you.
And they're not going to take the "I'll better luck next time" mentality.
That's exactly that you can speak it. To, I'm there's sure. a little bit of there's a little weight to this, I guess, a little gravitas to like when they know you, you're probably going to want to show up more for them than if they don't know you. And they're also going to be willing to call you out. And there's just more emotion involved with somebody that you know where you're not going
to
want
to
let them
more down. To gain and more to lose is the way I would put that. I mean, the next thing you got on here, someone who cares enough about you to call you out. There's some, I mean, if you find the accountability partner where you, man, I didn't hit the gym, you know, as much as I needed to this week. And they're like, huh, well, okay. Better luck next time, man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's not calling you out. That's not really accountability at all. And, you know, the shallower the relationship is, you do have the tendency for that to happen. I would say kind of increases the more shallow the relationship is. And so you need somebody who cares enough about you to call you out and go, what do you mean, man? You had so many hours this week that you could have. What were you doing? What took? And I would say somebody who can kind of deep dive with you why you didn't. Like,
absolutely.
Like, man, you had 12 extra hours, you know, that were not allotted for anything else. What did you fill those hours with? What specifically did you do that kept you from going to the gym? What did you do if your goal was to get up at 5 a.m.? What did you do the night before each night that kept you from getting it? Like, I'm talking getting specific. I'm talking getting very, like, kind of into the weeds with, like, why did you not hit your goal? What can we do to kind of improve that? And that's where us as guys, our fix-it-fox mentality can come in super handy, can be incredibly helpful because, like, we want to fix things and have solutions. Again, I think that's where guys can help each other with like, okay, why didn't you get up that morning? Why didn't you get your reading done? Why didn't you, you know, again, fill in the blank, whatever it is, there's some level of the more specific that your accountability partner is willing to get with you, to me, the better. But that's, you know, that's what I would say for that one.
No, very much the case. Third, we have someone who is better than you in some way.
This is interesting.
And the reason why I say this is if we were going to take it from maybe like a base level, take it down to the furthest extent, you're not going to choose the drunk to hold you accountable on your drinking habits or something. You know what
I mean?
You're not going to choose the guy who's absolutely broke to hold you accountable. Like, man, I'm looking to save $2,000 a month. And the guy's like, $2,000? I don't even.
You're not going to use the 400-pound person to keep you accountable on your diet and your exercise.
Correct. Yeah. Because they have to have some level of like, I've either been there myself or I know what it takes or whatever it may be. So as bad as that may sound, there is a level of that where you need to choose somebody who is either consistently making progress with you or somebody who's been there, done that. And this is a difficult one because you can get real choosy. You might go, if I'm so choosy, I have nobody to choose from. There's like two people in my life that I could potentially choose from and maybe they're not better than me in some whatever it is. Okay, that's fine. Take what you can get. But if at all possible, you have somebody that is that can push you a little bit. You know what I mean? That can call you to something higher, yeah, a better standard. Like you and Jack are both way better gym rats than I am. So in finding somebody that is going to push me to go to the gym, having you guys as accountability partners very much helps. If I were to choose somebody who's never been to the gym in his life, there's just a I mean, it's difficult, as you said earlier, it's difficult to quantify in that way as to why that's important. But you know what I mean? Like
it's the way we're wired.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a way we're wired of like, in the back of my mind, this guy's calling me out. Are you serious? He's never been to the gym in his life. So I didn't make it to the gym. You know, I made it
three out of four times. But at least I'm still better than him.
Exactly. Yeah. I made it 3 out of 4 times. Who's he to call me out? Like, he made it 0 out of 4 times. You want the guy who's like, yeah, I made it 10 out of 10 times, and you couldn't make it 3 out of 4 times. There's a little bit of that friction, a little bit of that push. And so when you're choosing somebody, if at all possible, find somebody who's either been there, done that, or somebody who's just better than you or more consistent than you in some way. You guys were way more consistent at getting up when I started establishing that as an accountability. That's not my problem as much anymore. At the time, that very much was my problem. Yeah. So you guys would be up and could hold me accountable to that. That's and to your point, you have guys that are it's not that your coworkers are better than you, quote unquote, in terms of getting up, but they're doing it with you.
Yeah.
They're getting up out of bed. And so finding somebody who's willing to do it. When I was getting free from porn, I didn't have accountability partners that were all free from porn. There were 4 guys in the group. All of us struggled at varying degrees, but we were all pushing each other to get better at the same time. And so there was no like, really, you know, this, what are you talking about? You're not even trying at this. Like, everybody's giving max effort. That's what you want when you're looking for an accountability group or an accountability partner.
I love that. The last thing you've got on here, which I realize I might have overstepped a second ago, someone who's proactive. I'm interested to hear what you mean because you're the one who put that on there. To me, that is talking, at least for me, about, you know, again, kind of proactive about how are you going to be better than you were yesterday? If you failed at XYZ goal, let's be proactive and figure out how you cannot fail at that goal next time. I kind of already spoke to that. Did you have something else in mind for that?
I should have put this on the front, and you know, at the very top. But somebody who's going to call you at 5 a.m. and go, hey, where are you?
There you go.
Somebody who's going to text you and say, hey, man, how'd it go? You don't need somebody who forgets about you for 3 weeks. And go, oh, hey, whoa, how's that going? I'm so sorry. You slipped my
that's
mind.
A great point.
Things okay? That happens. I've been that guy. I think I am that guy. You know, in some ways, I've got some people that reach out and I feel horrible because I'm slow getting back to them, whatever it is. But if you choose to be an accountability partner, it is very important that you can consistently follow up with the person as much as possible. And that is the proactive, is sometimes you have to choose somebody who's going to be more proactive than you, because it's easy to go, man, I missed the gym today. I'm not going to check that one in. I'm not going to tell him. Like, first off, tell him. Second off, you want the guy who goes, hey, man, did you hit the gym today?
Yeah.
Like, he's
more proactive. How'd the gym go today?
Exactly. Yeah. he's more proactive than you are because he's interested, and this goes back to the caring about you. He's interested in you getting better.
Yep.
He's got a little skin in the game in terms of, like, his life may be improved, or at least he cares enough about you for your life to improve based on that, and he's willing to be proactive. But this turns us into, because these are kind of similar, we're already speaking to some of these things, as to how to be one. And the reason why it's important in talking about accountability is, as you said, we can spend all our time thinking about finding accountability or being accountable and what it looks like to be accountable and making sure that we are answering honestly and truthfully, even if it hurts. And we are consistently showing up to the group or consistently answering the text or whatever. Those things are very important. But a lot of times when we do get into accountability groups, we have to be one ourselves, or somebody's looking to us to help them be one. And so these things kind of roll together, is how to choose one and how to be one. You're looking for the same things, but I just got 4 quick things. I'll start with the first one.
Sure.
Because it goes right with the proactive. Be present. Be present for somebody. Check in on the texts. Check in on your emails. Make the phone call. Be present, because when somebody needs your help.
I would say, don't be the guy that's like, what were your goals again? Remind me of what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
like,
that's so true. Yeah. That's exactly it. Like, you need to be invested in the process with them. And this is what you want to find for somebody, is find somebody who's invested in the process with you. So if you're looking for that in somebody else, be that for the person that's coming to you for accountability.
Yeah, no, that's really good, because again, we live in such a distracted world, such a, you know, got to pull up my phone for this, I'll get a text, getting a call. The times where somebody is just present with you it's decreasing all the time. Again, people are so distracted. This is one of my biggest struggles with, you know, my wife or with friends, of just like, I don't need to pull up my phone just because I got a text and I can respond to it later. Like, be present. This obviously applies to accountability as well. Again, don't be the guy that's like, man, what were your goals again? I'm sorry, I've been super busy. Be present with them. Be consistent would be the next one I would say, that Joe's got on here. It's a great point. Like, I would say consistently follow up, consistently kind of, you know, don't make them call you, don't wait for them, but also just with your expectations. Don't be really tough on them 1 week and then the next week, you know, be like, ah, man, you know, it is what it is. You had a tough week. It is what, you know, they need to be consistent. They need to be, or you, I guess, need to be consistent. If you're looking to be an accountability partner, be consistent with the way you're going to hold somebody accountable. You know, again, if you look at their week and as you're holding them accountable, you're like, man, this is just not really acceptable. What are you going to do about it? That might come down a little bit harsh. You can't then go and backtrack it the next week and you try to be Mr. Nice Guy, because deep down, somebody who needs an accountability partner and wants an accountability partner wants somebody who is consistent. They don't want somebody who's up and down with their emotions, because the odds are they're up and down with their emotions, yep, and their commitment. So they want somebody who's going to be rock steady. They want somebody who's going to be consistent with them. It's the exact same thing with kids and parent, yep, or kids and parenting. Deep down, kids want consistency from their parents. They don't want to know, or they don't want to wonder if they do this one day, is the parent going to get mad at them? And if they do the same thing the next day, is it going to be something completely different? They want consistency. I would say the exact same thing with the accountability partner.
That's such a good point to make in terms of, you know, on that end of things, of being consistent in how you respond, because it can be very tempting of like, I had a tough week too.
Yeah. It's not that. Yeah, it's not that
we all have, because you want somebody to give you a break, and so you're going to give them a break. No. You hold your own feet to the fire. Yep. You hold their feet to the fire. If they had a tough week, if you had the worst week of all time and they had a great week, be happy for them. If you had the worst week of all time and they had the worst week of all time, call yourself out and call them out. Or if you're in an accountability group together, let each other call each other out. Make sure that, yeah, you're consistent in how you're handling it. I think that's a great point. Third is be curious. Be curious. Mm-hmm. And you spoke to this earlier on somebody who's willing to, like, just be curious about your goals. Be curious about how you're doing. Be curious about how to help you. Because somebody goes, man, I had a tough week. I didn't hit the gym. You need to be curious enough to go, okay, why not?
Exactly.
Instead of the, oh, sorry to hear that, man. All right, see you next week. No. What happened? Yep. Why did you not hit the gym? I overslept my alarm. How can we make sure that you don't oversleep your alarm again?
Like, maybe don't stay up till 2 a.m. watching Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. What happened the night before? Well, I was up late. Why were you up late? This is curiosity coming in.
To tie to that, ask a lot of questions.
Yes.
Ask a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. And you want the guy, once again, in how to choose them, you want the guy in your accountability group or your accountability partner to do the same for you, to ask all of these questions, and don't just have it be like, well, boy, try to do better next time. Like, okay, man, I will. No, you're not. You're right. Not going to, because you're not going to make the, you realize I didn't hit the gym because 5 steps previously, I made a really bad decision at 3 p.m. to drink an energy drink because I thought I needed it to study and I was up until 2 a.m. because, man, you made 5 steps back. You made a bad decision that kept you from going to the gym the next day. You need somebody who's willing to go down the list with you, be curious enough and ask enough questions to go, okay, that's the issue right there. We got to make sure we don't do that again. We got to make sure we have good habits to get in bed at night. We got to make sure we're doing X, Y, Z. We're setting 2 alarms if that's going to be the case. That's what you need on accountability, is the curiosity. Get us in the last one.
Yeah, so the last one would be, don't be condemning towards them, but be firm with them. A lot of this is tied together. We've kind of already touched on it, but it can be very easy for you as an accountability partner to, you know, again, just come down really hard on them and condemn, like, man, what are you doing? You know better than this. Yeah. Don't ever let this happen again. Again, kind of like a dictatorial, you know, authoritative, you know, parent almost. Like, you're an accountability partner. You're not their father. You're not right. Their parent. At the same time, they need you to be firm with them. As I've already said, they don't need a roller coaster of, man, he might be harsh on me. He might let me off the hook a little bit. Need to be firm with them. I've been, you know, reading a lot and doing a lot lately, you know, involving coaching and kind of learning what makes a coach different than somebody who is just, you know, kind of do as I say, you know, this is what I say to do. And a lot of what coaching is asking those questions, but it is the consistency of staying firm of, like, this is where we're trying to go. You didn't do a great job of that to this day or this week or whatever. Let's figure out why. Let's really get down to it. And so there is a firmness of, like, I am going to be holding this standard. I'm not going to lower this standard because you had a tough week. Yeah. I'm not going to lower this standard because, man, you just, you know, really enough rough night of sleep or whatever it is. No, I'm going to keep the standard here. I'm going to care about you still. I'm going to love you still. I'm going to try to help you through it. But the standard is here. And if you can't reach the standard, that's on you. to me, that's a level of firmness that you really need from an accountability right. partner. That's not like a, again, well, you know, don't ever let it happen again, you know, finger pointing thing. To me, I don't know, I see a difference there. But to me, when I think about don't be condemning, but be firm, what I would say is keep the standard high. Yeah. Keep this, don't lower the standard until, okay, they hit the standard, now I'll raise it again. No, keep it high. That's kind of what I would say for this one.
Absolutely. And I see a lot in accountability where you're like somebody's very afraid to tell their accountability partner because they know they're going to get like the, again, I've seen this. I've lived this where you're just afraid to tell the accountability partner. You don't ever want the guy to be afraid to come to you. You do want there to be a level of like, he's going to ask me some questions, no doubt. He's definitely going to be firm on this.
There's an expectation,
but not where you're prone to lying to him or to like sweeping under the rug of, you know, I went to the gym most of the week. Like where you're not telling him, I missed the gym today. What? You missed? You don't want to be that guy. And you don't want to find the guy who's going to do that. You want to find the guy who's going to go through the trenches with you, who's going to show up with you and go, hey man, what happened? How can we help? How can I help you meet your goals? How can I be better? No, he's not going to, he doesn't work for you. He's not getting paid to do this. So he's not going to spend 20 hours. And if you expect that from your guy, he's not going to give it. But you do want to find a guy and you want to be the guy who is firm enough to figure things out with you, curious enough to figure things out with you. He'll hold your feet to the fire and you'll hold the person's feet to the fire. But there is no condemnation. You really don't want to be scared as an accountability or coming to your accountability partner. And you don't want the people that you're mentoring and holding accountable to be really scared or think about lying to you because you're so hard on them. If that's the case, you're doing this wrong. You're doing it poorly. But hold, to your point, hold the high standard. This is about getting better. If you drop the standard, nobody's getting better.
Yep.
The whole point of this is to call them to a higher standard. Because this is why accountability matters.
We've talked a lot during this episode about like exercise, diet, whatever. This applies so much to somebody's spirituality.
Oh yeah.
Or you know, if somebody is not studying their Bible or again getting in the Word, getting in their prayer time or whatever, accountability can really help with that. And so that would be something where again you don't want to lower the standard of like, yeah, I probably read 10 total minutes of the Bible this week. You need somebody to tell you that's not good.
Right.
That's not what we're trying to do here. And so I guess my closing comments and before I let Joe kind of wrap us up would be once again with this topic of accountability. It is so crucially important for your development as a godly young man, literally for any path that you desire to travel down, again, with whether it be your career, how successful you want to be, how well you want to do with money, how good of a husband you want to be, a father, again, exercise, dieting, reading, academia, you know, spiritually, your Bible knowledge, all of those things. Accountability plays such a crucial role with that. And the wonderful thing about it is if you can find somebody who is a solid accountability partner for you. Maybe you can be one for them, or you can be one for somebody else. That relationship is so cool. It's such a thing to hold on to because it is such a motivating factor in your life to say, I want to get better at every single one of these things, and this person right here is going to help me do that. It's such a cool feeling, and so I would just challenge every single person listening and watching to this. Find somebody who can be that for you. Again, not necessarily, I mean, find a mentor for sure, but specifically find a fellow guy who you guys can hold each other accountable or he can hold you accountable, and then be willing to be that for somebody else. Because if we want men to be godly young men and be successful and strive for greatness and everything that this podcast is about, you can't really do that to your fullest potential without accountability.
I very much agree. I think that's a great way to wrap. The only thing I'd say is this is about relationship. And for us guys, we don't do relationships all that well. There's something so needed in brotherhood that you just spoke to. It's a brotherhood. It's a team aspect. We are a group of guys coming together. This is why I believe in accountability groups. I think having a partner would be really good. Having an accountability group where there's two or three guys that really can push you and you can push them and such, that is so needed in this culture because there's a lot of guys that are just floating out there. We're doing this on our own. We're watching the Jocko Willink and the, you know, David Goggins videos and getting pumped or whatever. Joe Rogan, it's like, woohoo. And then who holds us accountable?
Yeah.
Like we got pumped for 2 weeks. We hit the gym for a month. And then,
or less a lot of
or
times.
Or less a lot of times. And we gave up on it. So accountability sometimes can be that missing link of like, I have the motivation. I'm getting motivated from all these things. And I really want to make something of my life. But how do I get there? You have somebody who walks through the trenches with you. That's the difference of what I'd say between a mentor and an accountability partner. A mentor goes, let me help you define your goals. Let me help you define where you're going to go. And they can point you to, you know, this is probably way out there. You don't want to go there, but this probably is where you want to go. And you go, man, thank you. They can point the way, but they're not necessarily going to go through the trenches with you to get there. That's what an accountability partner is all about. That's why we did this episode, is find somebody who will actually live life alongside you and help you be the best person you can be, who will call you out when you need, who will encourage you when you need, who say, hey man, keep going, you're doing fantastic, keep it up, or you missed it, okay, what's going on, but we're going to do better this next week, how can I help you do better? You want somebody like that who's going to take an active interest in you to be better, to be the best you can be, and that's all of this is about. And so find somebody. That's my challenge to you, is if you are not accountable in some way, find some way you want to be better in life. Hopefully our podcast has pushed you to this point where you have things that you want to work on, but find something you want to work on and find somebody who will take an active, a vested interest in your life, who can push you to be better. Go talk to them. And if you have multiple, if you got guys in your youth group or you got other guys that you're close to, maybe brothers, maybe you have multiple brothers, talk to them about it. Get accountable. It doesn't always have to be about porn or about something very serious. It can be about other things as well, though if that is, obviously do that. Just find something that you really want to work on and see the power of brotherhood once they get behind you and once they're encouraging you. See how amazing things turn out for you. So
that's fantastic. That's got me pumped up. That's fantastic. What a great way to wrap. No, this has been episode 66 of the Godly Young Men podcast. We very much appreciate you watching and listening. We'll be back next week for episode 67.